Indeed, the shift has come. My wind is blowing now across the land. Awakening is being stirred. My people, you are in an exodus moment. It's time to come out from among them. This means the world system in every aspect. You are to be in the world, but not of it, and you must get off the fence. Many of my people have wavered between two opinions, but I can no longer tolerate lukewarm relationships. Either you are for me or you are against me. Those who are for me will cross the Jordan into the land of plenty where victories are to be expected. In my land of plenty, it will be as if you moved into a new land. Plagues won't affect you. There will be no lack, even when those around you have nothing. Favor will abound. My anointing will be great on those who are surrendered and seeking to be holy. This is the time and the season for victory over your enemy. He will run and flee. He will be stripped of his power to hurt you. My remnant, how I long to bless you. As much as you long for this, I have longed for it. It's time to change your expectation. Abundance will flow. Vision will increase. Strategies will be given with great clarity. Position yourselves on behalf of those who don't know me. The influx is going to come soon, and I want you to be ready. Some of you are called to awaken those who have been asleep. Discouragement, distraction, laziness, lack of first love relationship, all are some of the reasons these people are asleep, but they are still mine. However, if they don't awaken and embrace my fire, they will miss out on the banquet I have laid out for my bride. The wedding feast is being prepared, not as in a rapture where they leave this earth. It will be here with my bride, having fallen deeply in love with me to the point of intimate union. She will partake of the feast of the banquet of my love. She will receive new gifts, new anointings, and even callings for some. Come away with me, my bride. Dance with me as I gaze into your eyes, and you will be changed forever. Instead of being a nation divided against one another, America is going to become a nation where there will be a division of good versus evil. My true bride will stand together, unity greater than in the day of the first apostles. The love that will permeate will be pure and unselfish. They will have the boldness to stand for righteousness in an evil, dark world. As they do, the darkness will be pushed back. My light will pour out in the darkness and expel it. Be encouraged, my faithful ones. Your life will be radically changed as you stay on course. Remember when the Israelites crossed the desert, I sent fire at night to give them light. There will be a short time of physical darkness in America. It won't happen everywhere. Those who trust me will have my fire that will brighten the area, illuminating the way. Even physical darkness will have to flee. It will be a supernatural fire as bright as the burning bush. People who live in the dark will be desperate for the light. They will run to it and be encountered with my glory. Miracles, signs, and wonders will abound. The world will be turned upside down.
Forgive us now. to your eyes. We will never be the same. Send your rain, Holy One. Send your rain on us. Restore to you, transform our soul, fill us with your fire. We bow in repentance, revive and restore us. We cry out, awaken us now. Up our swords, victory is ours. Visit us, fill us with your fire. Send your rain, Holy One. Send your rain on us. Restore hearts to you, transform our souls, fill us with your fire, bow in repentance, revive and restore us, we cry out, awaken us now, we bow in repentance, revive and
awaken us.